Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope you find my voice somewhat inspirational, a little motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And with that being said, let's get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I always, always get excited when I get to talk to you fine people here and around the world, because my schedule gets a little bit hectic sometimes with my other gig, and it doesn't allow me the opportunity as much as I would like, and that would be to converse with you fine people and just share some of my thoughts, some of my dreams, aspirations, as do you. Because we all have them. And what I always said to you at the beginning of the year is 2019 will be one of the great ones. And I want to keep saying that, and I want to emphasize that. But there's a couple things on my mind this week that I've been constantly tossing around. And I decided to get together and just kind of share some of my thoughts and see what's going on. You know what? I listen to a lot of motivational speakers. I read a lot of books. You know, and not as much, and I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, some well-versed, reading guy all the time. That's not the case. But, I mean, I'm no different than you. I read as much as I can when I can. If it's interesting to me, I read it. And the funny thing is, this is not a knock on anyone out there who's trying to help other people. I think that's absolutely fantastic, and I believe that's your calling. I believe in my heart of hearts that's my calling. But what happens, there's so many people out there telling us what we should, could, and cannot do, and how to achieve some of those goals and to have the best life that we can possibly have. And I find myself in the same realm where there is so much information that you really don't know which way to go. Now, I'm sure there's someone out there probably saying to yourself, well, why are we listening to you? And you know what my answer would be? You're right. What you should be doing is you should be listening to yourself. There are a lot of avenues. There's a lot of directions that we can go into with the guidance of other people. But your purpose is figuring out for yourself what you need to do and which way to go. You know, we can't rely on the fact that, you know, all these, the books and the people, it's hard for me to say. Here's the deal. It's part of my personality. I am not knocking anybody. I don't think I am versed enough to sit here and knock somebody else's way in which they send their message. That is not what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is, I think your purpose and what you're trying to do and find your place in this life, you have to do it for yourself. You know, because all the things that we're looking at, I mean, all the inventions and art and medicine and everything, someone had to figure it. No one gave them a blueprint on what to do. I mean, there's some guidance, I'm sure. I mean, there's other people before you. So, but at some point in time, you have to grab the horse by the reins yourself and ride him into the direction in which you want to go. The point I'm trying to get to is, I keep telling you 2019 is going to be one of the great ones. And I'm telling you that you're on this journey as well as I am. But you got to find your own way. Now, I think what happens with a lot of people, as myself for quite some time, is you kind of struggle with the whole idea of what exactly is my purpose? What am I doing? And you've heard me say it before. I mean, we all are striving to do what we were meant to do. And life gets in the way. You know, we have to eat. We have to, you know, we have to take care of our families. So sometimes we get deviated from our purpose. Now, somebody's going to say, well, how do you find your purpose? There's a couple things that I think that one can do to help their cause. Number one, I believe, you know, you have to start reading. I believe, like myself, is you have to build a foundation. You have to start educating yourself. Within that foundation of reading, I believe in my heart of hearts that it will prepare you, all right, for questions and concerns from other people, so you have a knowledge of what's going on. I'll give you a short example. I had a young lady the other day, and, you know, again, I've heard shared before many times that, you know, I work around a lot of young people, and I credit to a lot of my keeping up with the trends and some of the technical stuff is because children are very smart. You know, young people just, it's their world. It's their savviness. And they pass that on to me just like I try to pass on some wisdom and stuff. Young lady, I was telling her about all the things that I'm doing. I was telling her about my podcast. I was telling her about my book and all the little projects that I have going on and getting outside of my comfort zone. And what happened is this young lady by no means whatsoever was trying to be a wise guy or, you know, trying to catch me off guard, but she asked me a bona fide question. And the question was, when I mentioned to the fact that I was writing a book, and she said, what is it about you that anybody would want to read your book? What is so special about you that not only that you're embarking on this journey of writing a book, but why would I want to read your book? And at that one point, that moment, when she asked me that question, she kind of caught me off guard. And then I bounced back and I actually, you know, shared some of my experiences and even give her a little, you know, a couple of ideas of things that was, you know, actually going to be put in the book and blah, 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 blah. But at that one point, I said, oh, my God, thank you. And since then, I've seen her, you know, she says hi, I said hi. But I said thank you genuinely because at that given moment, she gave me a lesson. And the lesson is to be prepared, to be ready. I had no idea that she was going to sit there and ask me that question. But the point is, and I don't think she was trying to be a wise guy, what I'm saying to you is being prepared, read, prepare yourself. And at that very moment also, it leads into the other thing that I was saying. There's so many other things. You have to listen, okay? You have to open-mindedness, okay? And then you have to have gratitude. You know, and at the end of it all, somewhere along the line, I tell you, listen, everybody has a story. I don't know, And once I explained to her, you know, my story and what I was going, she was like, oh, okay, thank you. So we were thanking each other. So those are, you know, some of the things that I think in terms of finding your purpose. And the other thing is I thought about during the course of the week, and I don't mean to jump all over the place, but, you know, I was talking about people coming into your life. That young lady came into my space for a split moment. And she gave me something that I need. She gave me an idea. She gave me a piece of information that was telling me indirectly, always be prepared. See, what happens is people come into your life, okay? They come into your life in stages. I believe that. And what happens, the one thing is people come into your life for a reason. Not to keep talking about this young lady, but she came in that very moment for a reason. Okay, and then there's people that come into your life for a season. Then you come in for a little while. They hang around. They're doing their thing. You kind of get what you need from each other, and then you move on. And then there's those people that come into your life for a lifetime. That's where the foundations are. That's where the love comes in. That's where the growth and family and near and dear friends come in. Now, I'm sure that someone's probably saying that, where is all that going? I guess it's just part of the whole thing for me is that you never stop growing. You never stop learning. I don't care from who, what, when, where, how, why. It always happens. So along that idea of finding your purpose, and we're saying, yeah, obviously you want to set goals, you know, and the biggest thing is, again, there's so many people telling you what you should do, how you do it, when you do it. What I'm saying to you, my personal belief is when you're setting goals, you have to start off small, you know, step by step, one foot in front of the other. And again, what I'm trying to say is I believe that the steps to your purpose and your life, the best steps are still ahead of you. That's why you got to keep moving. That's why you go step by step by step. And once you get used to doing that, you'll find out that the people and the places behind you came in just for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I believe the last part of this whole thing, and without going off on a tangent, again, trying to discover your purpose is a call to action. You have to do something. You can't just sit around. You cannot do nothing. Doing nothing is easy. And at the end of it all, I mean, we all have these dreams and these goals and ideas and plans. And I'm guilty of the same thing, people. But what I've learned to do is to take chances, to live outside of your comfort zone, okay? Because I hate to say it, and I believe this now. Maybe I didn't before. It's okay to have dreams. Dreams are what things are built on. But you have to take action. The dream is not going to come knocking on your front door and say, here I am, come go with me. You have to go meet the dream. And before I go, I just want to share a story with you. I mean, for perhaps you people that are just tuning into me for the first time, or you just fell on this podcast, I personally just want to say thank you and welcome. And let's just join on this journey together. But here's the story. There was a gentleman, and I don't preach politics, and I don't preach, you know, spirituality and religion. However, I cannot deny the fact that I am a spiritual person. Okay, and that's okay. I don't tell anybody what to subscribe to or what side of the aisle to go on. I don't do that. What I'm trying to do is for you to be the best person that you can be. And if you happen to just stumble on this podcast for the first time, or you're just curious about what the Heartfelt Truth is all about, I just want to say welcome and join the ride and join the journey. But here's a little story I want to share with you before I let you go. There was a pastor of this church who was getting concerned about his building and his congregation. They were a little low on finances, and they really their needs weren't being met as much as he would like to. And so what he did is he started praying to hit the lottery. And he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. And I'm not saying that he was praying for himself, but he's praying for his congregation. And at some point in time, you would think that he would have an inside track, being a man of the cloth, that this would happen pretty miraculously for him. But it didn't happen. So the pastor turned around and he started questioning God. And he says to God, I've been praying to hit the lottery. I've been praying for my congregation. Why have you not answered my prayers? And if you could think about this for a minute, God comes down and he says to the pastor, he says, my son, I have been with you all these years. I have not left you. I have heard your prayers. And I am willing to answer your prayers. But you have to meet me halfway. You have to buy a ticket. Now, it's kind of a funny story for some people who, you know, if you want to believe or if you believe or whatever. My point being is you have to take action. You have to take action, all right? It's just not going to come knocking up on your door for you. So if you do those little things, those baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, and then you'll be well on your way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm not going to go any further. Again, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the last few minutes. I hope my voice was somewhat inspirational, a little motivational. If you have any questions, any comments, please, please contact me at lbjtheheartfelttruth@gmail.com or check my website out, www.lbjtheheartfelttruth.net. Ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, please, please take care of yourself. Take care of your families because you're both important. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and try to help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I'm here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.